Praise the Lord. You know, before we go to the study of the Word of God, let me just share something about the goodness of God. God proves that He is faithful to His promises and to His Word. In fact, that's the theme of our study this afternoon. At times, you and I will be amazed on how God is going to bless us. You know, even in our everyday life, we see the hand of God. Let me just share with you a recent testimony that happened. You know, God wants us to be good stewards of our finances, right? And so, you know, we try to look for good deals. How many loves a good deal here? You know, when we say, oh, wow, 50% off, let's go, 50% off. We love good deals like that, right? And at times, you know, those are maybe, you know, God would just guide us on how we can get that kind of a deal. And so, you know, we have an alarm system at home, and, you know, and there was a knock at the door because I was trying to ask God, Lord, help me as far as in some ways that I can save, no? And, you know, because I give, and so now there's this expectation on how God would bless you. So on one Saturday, that was about a week ago, you know, we got the doorbell rang, and it was a guy from ADT, the provider of our alarm system, and he said and gave me the card, you know what, just call this number and ask to give you a discount. It came unexpectedly. It's like, okay, of course, give me your card and I'm going to call you. And, you know, I called the number and they gave me a discount. And so now in my mind, Lord, I'm going to add this money that I save to be given to Montalban. Because, you know, I have this heart for them. Please continually include your the prayers as far as we're working out something for the water project. It's a huge, huge project because when we found out about their living conditions, can you imagine being in a place where there's no running water? Those people are living in a very filthy place. It's a dump site. It's a dump site. And so when you and I, the one that's posted right here along the hallway, it's somewhere in Tondo, so Tondo po, and that site is similar to that site in Montalban. So all the garbage ng cities is dumped in Tondo and even in Montalban. And to think that there are people living there. You and I are blessed here. But you know, when my sister came to visit us, she said, oh, it's so nice, you know, how here in America we have clean streets. And then she even saw, you know, there's a street sweeper. Some that come around our curb and even, you know, sweep our streets and clean our streets. You know, your trash gets picked up on time. There's so many parts all over the world, majority of us come from the Philippines. The Lord allowed us to be here in a place of abundance, and now we are beginning to realize that God has blessed us with so much. If you and I would compare our living condition here, mayaman ho tayo compared to so many parts of the world with that kind of living condition. And so when I was given that, you know, savings here and there, God, I'm going to buy something. $20 will go a long way. Will go a long way to be sent to those poor people. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so know that your giving goes a long, long way. Amen. And you'll never get shortchanged by God. He said, when you give to the poor, you're lending to God. The Holy Spirit used the word lending. Why? Pag nagpahiram, babalik. When we give to the poor, it's like lending to God, and see how God. You know, I would use this as an example. I've been a member of this bank for a long time, and I got a letter, cash rewards. So when I use that card to, let's say, purchase pump my gas in my car, I get money back. If earthly institutions, financial institutions can reward faithfulness because it says for being a faithful member, we're going to reward you when you use your card. How much more God? God is faithful. Amen. So if you're ready, please rise up to your feet and We're going to read the Word of God. If you are able po, kung pwede po kayong tumayo to honor the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles, let's turn it to 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 8. 1 Peter, katabi niya ho 2 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 8. All right. Sige po. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter. Sister said. Finally, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love us, brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Now, verse 10. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who's going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. Also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to Christ. Hallelujah. That should cause us to jump for joy, that God is in control. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, chapter 4, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For he has spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery. That's, debauchery means excessive indulgence. Lust, drunkenness, orgies, wild parties, involving excessive drinking also, and unrestrained sexual activity, carousing and detestable idolatry. They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Let me repeat that. Verse 5. There will be a time of accounting when Jesus Christ comes back as a judge. Each one will account what we have done here on earth, and he is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they may be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. Verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. How? Faithfully. Administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, I love this part, I underlined it. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. And dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial that you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. See, if you're called a Christian, you know, we have the word Christ there, right? We are followers of Christ. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Finally, verse 19. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Lord, we thank you, God, for this time that we can read, meditate, and study your word together. Jesus, your words are life to all of us, and your word is a guide for us on how to live our lives, God. For we know that the day is coming that you will come, Lord Jesus, to reign in glory, God. That day, your second coming is imminent, Lord, as we see all the signs around us. And so, Lord, our prayer for all of us is that, God, may we all remain faithful to you, Lord Jesus, doing your will in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. These are powerful reminders from God's word. Several verses that we read today. You know, for someone, some people may say, are you a Christian? If someone would ask, are you a Christian? And what the Word of God is teaching us, it's that we just not be Christians by name, but instead we should be, really focusing on the Word of God and focusing on the will of God. And so there is such a call for us to, number one, to stay focused. You know, I like what Brother Rowell, he already kind of ushered us into the message today. He talked about, there's a call for us to stay focused on Christ. How do we stay focused on Christ? We read the Word of God. We spend time in prayer and reading His Word. We spend time, gathering together like this. And, when we started with our worship, you know what? Worship, that's due our Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy of this time. Amen. Is this a true statement? Life can be busy. Even if you're retired, life can be busy. There are people to see, places to go to. Amen. But you know what? The beauty about the Lord is when you and I have Christ, wherever we go, He is with us. Whether you're spending vacation with family and friends, we know that His presence is with us. How valuable it is to have the presence of God in our lives. Hallelujah. We can never overemphasize that. And so His word reminds us to stay focused. What else? To stay committed to Christ. How do we stay committed to Christ? Are there any challenges? If you were to be asked, what are our current challenges now as a follower of Christ? Marami po, marami. And when we are asked to be loyal to Him, through the help of the Holy Spirit, He's going to help us to set our priorities right. We would always quote this in Matthew chapter 6. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the promise is what? And all of these things shall be added unto you. So we need to stay focused upon the Lord Jesus. We need to stay committed to do His will. To do His will. How do we know the will of God? Through the Word of God. Not just to know the Word of God, but even, you know, children are precious. Yes, praise God. Not just to know the will of God, but even to do it faithfully. I want us to emphasize on the word faithfully, faithfulness. Let's turn our Bible. Put a mark on 1 Peter because we're going back there. Let's look at what the Bible says. The last book in the Bible is in Revelation, and please turn to chapter 19. Look at what Revelation 19 tells us about who Jesus is. Revelation 19, verse 11. Sige po, yung last book, that's the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 19. Let's start with verse 11. Are you there with me? 19, verse 11. I saw heaven. So heaven is real. Heaven is real. Some people would say, if you're enjoying your life here, you're in heaven. If you're suffering, you're in hell. No, no, no. The reality of heaven and hell, the Bible tells us that these places are real. So there's a heaven. And that's where God, that's His dwelling place. So here in the vision that the Lord gave His apostle John, He said, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called what? Faithful and true. Is it capital F and T in your Bible? Yes, because it's referring to Jesus. Jesus was riding on that white horse. Because this is what the Bible talks about, His coming, His second coming. With justice, He judges and makes war. Look at the description of our Lord. His eyes are like blazing fire or flame, and on His head are many crowns. He has a name, take note, He has a name written on Him that no one knows but He Himself. But in verse 13, there's another revelation of His name. He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and His name is the Word of God, capital W, because when you and I are reading the Bible is the Word of God. So the Bible is a revelation of Jesus. And so here it tells us that every time you and I spend time reading, studying the Word of God, it's part of our worship. Can I say this? Worship is not just about singing. Amen. It's not just about singing. When we give, that's part of our worship. When we are serving God in whatever capacity or form, whether you're just someone, you know, one of the ushers, you're greeting people as they come in, you're serving God. If you're serving in our Sunday school, talk about Sunday school. I'm so excited and so blessed that people are saying yes to the call of serving God. How many, last Sunday, I believe, Sister Lillian. Sister Lillian now is one of our Sunday school teachers. Praise the Lord. And a few months ago, Sister Mary Beth said yes to the call. She's also teaching in our Sunday school. This is very encouraging. Okay, now, look at that. And so, that's part of our worship. When you and I are doing this Bible study, it's part of our worship. And so, you know, at times it's like, oh, you know, what time is it now? Ooh, 12:20. Well, I could smell the fried chicken from here. Sana dalian ni pastor yung gutom kakagut. There's a time for everything. And so part of our worship is really just focusing on Christ as we study the Word. Because the Lord is going to bless you today. Amen. When God blesses you, He's going to put His Word in your heart and in your mind that when you go, wherever you're going, that the Word of God is there, right there with you. And the Spirit of God, He breathes life upon the Word. And then at times you would experience this. You're somewhere and ting, there's like a light bulb that like ting, and it's the Spirit of God that reminds you of the Word that you heard or read. And that Word brings life, that Word brings comfort, the Word of God is a guide. Lord, what would I do? And, you know, I would always say this. This is my lifeline. Psalm 119, verse 105. Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Meaning to say, wherever we are, even in moments that we don't know what to do, we turn to the Lord. Lord, you promise in your word that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So whether short-term plans or long-range plans, seek the word of God. Ask for a word from God, not just based on, you know, I feel like doing this. You know, we are not to make decisions based on our feelings. The former first lady, this is her favorite song, Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings. We don't use emotions as a basis for our decision because emotions, they fluctuate, they change. In fact, the Word of God says that the heart, that's where the feelings are, that's where the emotions are. The heart is deceitful above all things. So if we rely on our feelings, which can change, then, you know, that's not a good basis for us, really. Amen? Because some people, at the height of the emotions, when they're angry, more so when you have this emotion, anger can be destructive. Very destructive. At times, at the height of, you know, such emotions, we say words that at times we can no longer take back. It's like, after a while, I should not have said that. Sana hindi ko sinabi yun. And it's hard to retract those words. But, you know, one thing we know, can I say this? Because no one is perfect. No one is perfect. I love that we are reading 1 Peter because the life of Peter is such a classic and perfect example for us to know about how in God's faithfulness, Peter was someone who was proud and cocky and he would always say things and later on regret them. He always relied on his own strength and ability, but you know what? The Lord changed him through the power of his Holy Spirit. All of us need some tweaking. I have that. I have my own share of challenges myself. In the area of patience, I would always tell you stories about how every day of my life there would always be challenges as far as being patient. But you know what? Can I say this? Our God remains faithful in all that you and I go through. Brother Rowell mentioned the verse in the Bible, even when we are faithless, God remains to be faithful. Amen. And so Jesus is the Word of God. Now, when you and I now really dig the Word of God, it points to us a very important and humbling truth. And that is our total dependence upon God's faithfulness. Let me say that again. Marami pong truth that humbles us. And that is learning how to depend on God. I think our natural tendency is we don't want to depend on anyone. We don't want to depend on someone. You know, I could say that because now with my physical limitations, at times I would depend on others to do things for me. But do you know that through this situation, I have learned to see what depending on God each day of my life is. And I would see the hand of God, how God's favor, when the Bible says God surrounds you with his favor, you'll be surprised. I have been so amazed that there would be so many kind people that God would bring my way. And, you know, through my physical limitations, then I see the power of God. I shared this several times. In the Bible says that in our weaknesses, the strength of God is made perfect. Ang tendency natin, gusto natin lagi tayong malakas, that we can do things ourselves, or that when we look at our checking account, loaded, praise God, salamat Lord, may bonus, amen. And many times that becomes our security, right? But when moments come wherein that's drained, and those times come, I've shared that with most of you 2 years ago, that's how it was, when I was hospitalized and I was on disability. So when I was on disability, I didn't get any paycheck from my employer. But I saw the hand of God. Some people would say, oh, look at you now. But you know what? In all of those difficult circumstances, I saw how God moved on my behalf. How God provided for my needs, even during those times. And now I'm back to work. I'm amazed. I'm so amazed about the enabling power of God every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when those times come for any one of us, we begin to see that our God is faithful. In Psalm 145, verse 13, you don't have to turn there for the sake of time. It tells us that the Lord is faithful to all His promises. Let me say that again. Psalm 145, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all His promises. When we hear the word faithful, how do we describe that someone? That person is what? Dependable and reliable. Maasahan. Maasahan. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, faithful to all His promises. Where do we get His promises? From the Word of God. You know, I shared with this last Friday, so for the sake of everyone, because I believe the Lord wants everyone to be on the same page, I made an illustration. I hope, I know it's not big enough, but I could tell you what's written. Okay, so there's like a cross, okay? So, ano ba to? Vertical, ano? Yung vertical is God's timing. Now, the horizontal line is what? God's will or God's promises, okay? Now, so two things. I show this because in the ways of God, sa pamamaraan ho ng Panginoon, let's deal first with God's will. When you and I read the Word of God, and there are many promises, like what we read sa First Peter, it tells us na, sabi dun na, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. Is that a promise? Yes, it is. So, if you are a Christian and you have Christ, you are the righteousness of God. Ang tawag muna sa atin, we are the righteousness of God. So, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. So, who believes that you are the righteous of God? So, sabi ni Lord, His eyes are upon you po. He's watching over you. And so, and sabi jampa, and His ears are what? Open to their prayer, attentive. Sa NIV version, attentive to their prayer. So, every time in I pray, nakikinig ho si Lord. He listens. Hallelujah. And so, that's a promise, right? And so, the reason why I show this is because this principle would apply whether in our praying. And this principle applies even when in our giving. When you and I would drop, you know, the money in the, you know, it's an offering bag, there's a time for reaping. You and I are sowing. We are sowing to God. So meaning to say, may timing. So is it God's will to bless you as you give? Yes. Pero merong timing. And so when those two things intersect, nagmeet, mangyayari ho. It will happen. Another promise is that Jesus is coming back for us. This is our blessed hope. But, you know, for the sake of time, we would always say this because everything na nangyayari po, everything that's happening around us is pointing to the second coming of our Lord Jesus. Sa mga nagta-travel ho, how long does it take for you to prepare for, let's say, 1 week, 2 weeks vacation? How long does it take you to prepare? Census, huh? 1 day. What? One day. Kayo po, 1 month vacation, how long does it take for you to prepare yung mga dadalhin? 1 month? One month po, nay. Oh, at least a month, ano, praise God. No? Kasi, ang buhay po, our life dito po sa mundo, para daw journey. Kailangan ready. Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, dapat ready na kayo. Ay, naku, hindi po pwedeng sabihin, naku, hindi ko nadala yung blow dryer ko. There's so many things that we value here on earth. I can use, you know, mga examples like that. You know, ako sa pag-ayos ko, hindi po pwedeng, ang hirap po na walang blow dryer. Kasi, you know, certain things that you and I need every day of our lives, no? But, can I tell you that there's something that's so valuable, so important in this life that we call journey. We are in a spiritual journey, and the call for us to be ready, because anytime, because the Bible tells us that the coming of the Lord, He will come like a thief in the night. Pag thief in the night, hindi ho kakatok sa inyo. Hello? Magandang hapon ho. Bukas ho, magnanakaw ako sa inyo. We find that, you know, silly, right? Because he comes, a thief comes, unexpected. So the coming as a surprise. So ganun din po pala ang pagbabalik ni Jesus. And so that's why, itong pagbabasa natin ng Word of God, it teaches us how to live our lives now, today, in preparation for what lies ahead. Now, as far as timing, nandyan po ang element of time na sa pag-iintay, no? No one among us would say na, I enjoy waiting. So how many of you, sasabihin nyo, I enjoy waiting, whether sa doctor's office, no? When you go to the bank, long line. Some of you don't go to the bank anymore, no? Sa change ng technology, pwede na kayo mag-deposito, just taking a picture of the check. Halimbawa sa grocery or in and out, ayaw natin ng mahaba pila, right? We don't like to wait. But if some of us are in that mode of waiting upon God, upon the fulfillment of a promise, pwede ho tayong mainip, right? Yes. In the time of waiting upon God, pwede tayong ma-discourage. Like, you know, Lord, I've been asking you to do this, God, but Lord, sinabi ko na yung sa iyo kahapon, but ngayon wala pa. Or Lord, we have brethren who are blessed with powerful testimonies of what it means to have the grace of God, waiting for God to fulfill the promise. Sila Brother Nelson, they waited for it 30 years. Now, do you know that we are in good company? Because what we read today in 1 Peter, ibabalik ko kayo doon. Look at verse chapter 3 of verse 20. Tingnan niyo ho yung sinabi ng Word of God. So verse 20. Oh, hopefully, hindi nyo pa sinasara yung Bible nyo. Who disobeyed long ago? Are you there with me? Verse 20. When, who waited patiently? When God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. When you and I would read, saan natin makukuha yung how si Lord nag-wait? Nag-intay din siya? He waited patiently. Time daw ho, Nino, in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. For some of you who are familiar with that story, when God said na he's going, there was so much sin in the land, na he's going to bring judgment sa land, no? And binigyan niya ho si Noah ng instruction. Noah was a righteous man before the eyes of God. And so, binigyan ho siya ni Lord ng assignment. Sabi ni Lord sa kanya, Noah, I want you to build an ark. It was a huge ark. Ang archaeology so, meron hong findings na that ark existed. Totoo ho. And so this story is not just for children. It's for us today. When God asked Noah, I want you to do this, to build an ark. Ano yung challenges ni Noah? Number one, it's a huge task. Meron hong specific instructions, how big it should be, what it should consist of, what it should be made of. Now, I want us to look at Genesis chapter 6. Tingnan po natin yun. Put a mark, because babalik po tayo sa 1 Peter, yun ang ating text. Okay, how long did God wait? Dito natin makikita ho. Genesis 6. Verse 1 up to 3. When men began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. That's how long the ark took to build. When God asked Noah to build that ark, so that span of time, and alam yung indication nun, I'm willing to wait for 120 years for people to repent. Does that talk about God's long-suffering? Does that talk about God's patience? Yes, it does. You know, at times when God would ask us to wait, you know, yung testimony po nila Brother Nelson, 30 years, that's a long time. But, you know, ang testimony po nila ni Sister Nancy, but what they would always say, it's by the grace of God and God's faithfulness na nalampasan yon. And the promise that the Lord gave them already happened. Hallelujah! Because God is faithful. And ang timing niya ho, He knows the best time for every aspect ng ating life. Kaya ho, if God waited patiently, how does the Lord want us to wait also? Patiently. Amen. And so, glory to God. Now, I'm going to read some portions of the scripture that talks about the faithfulness of God. Number one, sa kanyang salvation and sanctification. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. 1 Corinthians, let's look at that. It's good to know the word of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, look at that. God who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is? Okay. Sige, intayin ko hanapin, makita niyo po. Talks about the faithfulness of God. So verse 8, anong promise? He will keep you strong to the end. Ang kalakasan ho ng gagaling kay Lord. Whether you're someone in your 20s, 30s, or even 70s or 80s, the strength will come from God. Hallelujah. So sabi ho dyan na, He will keep us strong till the end. Para pagdating ho ni Lord, you and I will be what? Found blameless. Because of what? Of God's faithfulness. Now, let's look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So, 1 John naman po tayo. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, He is what? Faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So, the Word of God is magnifying God's faithfulness in your life and mine. Glory to God! Hindi ba napakaganda to? Isn't this good news? Pag ikinonfess mo natin ang ating sins to the Lord, He's what? Faithful and just and will forgive us some of our sins? No, all. All unrighteousness. Kaya kahit ano yung past. Some people, you know, cannot forgive themselves. You know, the truth is, if God has forgiven you, we learn how to forgive ourselves. Some of us may have mga past mistakes na minsan it becomes to be a burden sa buhay natin. You know, nanggagiitil tayo pag if we would recall at times those past mistakes. But God wants you to be freed from those past mistakes and to know that, Lord, nagkamali ako. Lord, hindi ako humingi sa iyo ng tulong in my decision making. God, I made a bad mistake, God. Can God forgive us for those things? Yes. And because He is the God who is more than enough, He has the power to turn around those past mistakes, those past experiences na gusto nating mawala. Amen? Because our God is faithful. Hallelujah. How about in times of suffering? Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. Balik ko tayo sa ating text. Glory to God. So 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. You know, many times it's a question that is raised and asked by so many, even for those na who have committed their lives to Jesus. Minsan, you know, sumusunod naman ako kay Lord. Sinabi niyang kailangan akong humingi ng tawad sa Kanya for me to be born again and to accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. And I'm doing that right now. Pero how is it that my life, I feel like there are more challenges in my life now? It's a question that's raised by so many. That How come at times bad things happen to good people? How come bad things happen to those who are serving God? That was a question that I raised myself with my episode almost 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. No, Lord, I'm serving you. And you know, nung na-hospitalize ako and being on disability for over a year, and then faced with, you know, the uncertainty of yung future ko and being the, you know, na sa burden ko yung sa pag-manage ng family, my mom who's living with me who's 86, and my niece, marami. There's so many things na nagka-crowd sa mind ko na yung uncertainty. Alam niyo ba, because the reality, the truth is, God is real and God is alive. Even when moments like that would happen to any one of us, it happened to me, pero alam niyo sa tulong ng Holy Spirit, by the faithfulness of God, He led me. You know, I was going through, pag down tayo, di ba, ayaw natin may makakausap at times. When we are down and discouraged, we want to isolate ourselves. But I praise God na hindi nagtagal ho yun sa life ko. Because it's the work of the Holy Spirit. So He led me to seek God. I drove my car dun sa part ng civic center ng City Hall when I dropped a mail. I just forced myself to get up kasi I had to drop an important mail. But before that, it's like I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to see anyone. But you know, when I chose to, and I know if I look, now as I look back now, it's the Spirit of God that guided me na, you know, spend time with God, pray to Him, and give to Him all of your concerns and burden. When I parked my car, I told Him all of my burdens, all of my concerns. God, you know, I even got that letter from Bank of America. Lord, we might lose the house. Wala akong trabaho, ganyan, and yet itataas ang monthly mortgage. So, not very real yung problem. The tendency to ask whether, you know, Lord, why? Bakit ngayon pa wala akong trabaho and I got this letter from my mortgage company? And so it was so overwhelming, but hallelujah, hallelujah. When I gave it to God in prayer, He spoke a word. He spoke a word. Isang verse lang ho sa Bible, sa Proverbs. Sabi niya, commit your ways to God and He will establish your thoughts. Eh, nung nabasa ko yun eh, sabi ko, Lord, pwede bang mas maliwanag pa dito? Gusto ko like step one, step two, step three. Gusto ko ganun. Gusto ko maliwanag. But you know what? The Lord began to show me what that meant. Sabi niya, give to me, commit. When you say commit, bigay mo kay Lord. Lord, eto yung problema. To trust. So I gave it to Him, and then yung sabi niya, your thoughts shall be established. Yung sinabing established, hindi yung paganyan-ganyan, hindi patawing-tawing, hindi dilly-dally. And yung sinasabi kong, Lord, pakita mo sa akin, step, He did. When God speaks to you, He will give you that kind of courage and determination na yun ang gagawin. That's the beauty of having the Spirit of God. And so, not trusting on what this mind, our human minds, is yung logic, ano? Misa sasabihin natin, oh, God. There were so many things. And so, yung challenges, whether I would be released by my, you, most of you know, and I'm just sharing this for the sake of those who haven't heard yet. When there were challenges, maraming giants, so akong nasa harap ko. But you know what? Number one, the giant, yung sa mortgage company. Number two was my neurologist. Sabi niya, you know, I cannot release you because of your condition. See, the thing is, when God says something, ano yung sabi sa Bible? Authority comes from where? From God Himself, Jesus. All authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and here on earth. So yung authority sa medical condition ko, sa basihan ng tao, in the eyes of the people, is the doctor. But, you know, the final word came from God Himself. And so that's why when the Lord told me, now go to your neurologist. So I went to Cedar Sinai and had that appointment. And then, you know what? To make the long story short, as soon as pumasok yung neurologist ko, I know, ang bate was, how are you doing, Miss Monette? But the Spirit of God already prepared my heart. Tinuro niya sa akin kung ano isasagot ko. Hindi yung, I'm okay, doctor. Hindi, ang binigay niya sa akin, ano, words of wisdom, Dr. Lee, I'm so ready to go back to work. Yun ang binigay niya sa aking wisdom on what to say. Do you know that God will tell us? He gives us the right words to say in every circumstance. For a job interview, He will give you the right words to say. When you're speaking to anyone na kailangang, He will give you the right words to say. Hallelujah. And you and I will be amazed. And so when she said, konting questions lang, and then she said, okay, all right, I'll release you. So how do you want your release form be worded? Oh, no. I'll make it short and sweet. I'm releasing you. Effective, blah, blah. I gave it to my employer, and now I'm back to work. At times, ang basihan natin is what we feel. Ang basihan natin at times it is what we see in the natural. But our God is supernatural. Supernatural. He goes beyond the natural. He goes beyond yung kung ano yung amount na nasa checkbook. Minsan, Lord, wala na akong pambayad ng bills. And then if you are trusting God and if you are obeying His word, He will come and He will provide. Hallelujah. Even when the doctor says, wala na pag-asa, with God, there's hope. And did you see that sabi dito? I love this kasi pag tayo nagbabasa ng Word of God, He speaks to our hearts. He knows what's in your heart and in your mind right now. And, when He led me to this verse, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides. I love that about the Lord. Do you know that He even gives you the strength? The strength. Whether you're in your 80s, 70s, do you know that the promise of God is ang life nyo will be fruitful when you have Christ? Amen! Hallelujah! God is good. God is good. God is good and He's faithful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And let's jump to this portion, Hebrews 10, verse 23, as we, there's so much more, but I believe the Spirit of God would just highlight this portion of in our study. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let's look at verse 23 first. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Hebrews 10. There's a call. That's why when look at how the Spirit of God said, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is? Namnamin ho natin yan. Namnamin natin yan. There's a call for us to hold unswervingly, to take hold. To take hold. There will be moments wherein there will be some shakening or testing of our faith. Feeling natin para tayong sa Tagalog nilalampaso ng kaaway. He's trying to shake us from what we hold on to. If you and I are holding to the Word of God, at times the circumstances would like ganyan. I remember there was a time wherein the Spirit of God made use of this illustration. We used to have a dog. She loves to play, and so yung aming asong yun, when we would play, yung halimbawa may papaliguan namin siya, we will give her a bath, yung end nung towel to dry her, kinakagat niya yun. Kahit anong gawing ganyan, hindi bumibitaw. Or yung sinasabing yung pitbull thing na when they attack, at times yung they won't let go. I use that as an illustration kasi ganung klaseng we need to have like a pit bull determination as far as holding on to the promises of God. So when I share that, look at this, because it's the Spirit of God who would give us illustrations like that. Several years after, I came to a party, to a gathering, and there was this lady that approached me. And she said, Sister Monette, do you know that? And she said, I will never forget this preaching that you had and referred to that illustration. I went through that time in my life na inawasiwasan ni Satan. And I remembered your illustration about your dog. And then, you know what? I chose to do that, and here I am, still holding on to God. Hallelujah. And so when you and I are given times like this, and God is speaking to all of our hearts today, there will be testing of faith. Life here on earth, we are not without troubles, may financial troubles, may some health issues and all, relationships in the family, marami, samot-samot. And trials can come in many forms. But praise the Lord, sabi ng Panginoon, that in His faithfulness, He will see us through. That's why there's a call for us to hold on to, like a pit bull, to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. So even when the circumstances would say, parang hindi mangyayari, but we choose to focus on the promise of God. If God says, I will supply for all of your needs, financial needs, emotional needs ba? Bawat isa sa atin may emotional needs? Hello? Yes, that's a valid need. Kaya it's good for us to be connected. We are never meant to isolate ourselves. See, the enemy would want us, when you and I are discouraged, he would want us na, oh, pag nag-ring ang phone nyo and pina-follow up ko kayo, ay, delete. Or decline. Can I say we're in this together? Kaya po tayo may family of God kasi alam ho ni Lord na there will be times na kakailanganin ho natin ng support and prayers ng bawat isa. And I'm thankful to be a part of this church na, you know, all of you are so supportive and prayerful and sensitive sa needs ng bawat isa. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Amen! Kaya sabi nga ni Lord dun sa verse 25, let us not giving up meeting together. Amen? As some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more, as you and I see the day approaching. And so as we end, let's jump to 35. Same chapter, Hebrews 10. So ano sabi ni Lord sa atin? Hebrews 10 verse 35. So do not throw away your confidence. Yung confidence na yun, yung faith yun eh. Pag may faith, we are confident in God. Godly confidence. When our faith is so built up, no matter how big the problem is, in our minds, God, you're bigger than all of my concerns, Lord. You're bigger than all of my problems. So Lord, I give it to you, God. And so when the word of God says, I'm promised, is if we hold on to that kind of confession, and Lord, I'm going to hold on to your word, Lord. Sabi, anong promise? It will be what? Richly rewarded. When God rewards, mas higitan niya yung reward ng banko. Right? Hindi lamang in terms of money, but the reward will come in many ways wherein it's like, wow, God, only you can do this, God. The favor. Hallelujah. And so verse 36, so you and I need to do what? To persevere so that when you and I have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we honor you, Lord. And we thank you for revealing yourself to us that you are our faithful God. We thank you that, Lord, you are true to your word, to your promises, God, because Jesus, your name is faithful and true. How, God, even the name that you were given, that you are the word of God. And so, Lord, there's so many things that, Lord, you allowed us to read and meditate upon today. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. That in your faithfulness, God, even our spiritual condition, nasa you, Lord. In your name, Lord Jesus, salvation lies. Lord, it's not about our good works that would lead us to heaven, but it's our relationship with Christ. Receiving Christ as our Savior and Lord. Believing that, Lord, what Jesus has done at that cross, that the blood that He shed on that cross, I can have the forgiveness of my sins, of our sins. And that, Lord, you've reminded us in 1 John 1, verse 9, that, Lord, if we confess our sins to you, Lord, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and our unrighteousness. Let us start with that first before we go further in our praying and before we partake our communion, because we are never to partake communion lightly. This is an opportunity given to anyone. In fact, the Word of God says it's not religion that would bring about our salvation, but it's our committing our lives to Jesus, accepting what He has accomplished at that cross, that at His death at that cross, He shed His blood, and that through His blood we have the forgiveness of our sins. If there's anyone this afternoon, probably you come to church, but you have never made that decision, conscious decision, to commit your life to Jesus. Accept Him as your Savior and Lord, and allow the Spirit of God to just guide you from this day on. This is a promise that the Word of God says. In fact, in His faithfulness, each one is given that opportunity to receive Jesus as Savior. Because the Word of God says today is the day of salvation. So kung meron man po, if there's anyone right here gathered today and you have not yet accepted Christ, in fact, the Word of God says that what we believe in our hearts, we should confess with our lips, that would seal the gift of salvation. So if you're that person and you feel na nangungusap po ang Panginoon, you feel that tug in your heart today and you would like to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord, the Word of God says today is a day of salvation. We're going to lead you in a very simple prayer. All it takes is for us to come to Him with all humility and say this prayer with our lips, what we believe in our hearts, because that's what the Word of God says. So if you're that person, Paul, I would lead you in this prayer and ask you, as the Bible says, as the Scripture says, anyone who trusts in Christ will never be put to shame. It says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So we're going to lead you po in a very simple prayer based on what the Word of God has said. And susundan niyo lang po ako ng panalangin na to. And mean it from your hearts. Lord Jesus, I come to You just as I am, in need of Your mercy and grace and Your forgiveness. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You died on that cross on my behalf, and that through Your blood, Lord Jesus, I have the forgiveness of all of my sins. Thank You for Your faithfulness, that right now as I confess that I'm a sinner, and I confess that Jesus, You are Lord. And I receive Your mercy, Your healing grace upon my life. And today I commit my life to You, Jesus. Be my Savior and my Lord. And I receive the gift of salvation and the gift of eternal life. Thank You, Father God, for Your faithfulness in Christ. Hallelujah. So if you said that prayer, you're already born again. And things will begin to change, po. Hallelujah, for the better. Because anyone who's in Christ is a new creation. And for some of us who have known the Lord for quite a while, this is a blessed time for us to be reminded of God's faithfulness. To be reminded that what He says in His Word, He is faithful to fulfill. He will do it. He will do it. And God wants us to wait patiently on Him, to wait on the Lord. And the promise is that He will renew our strength. Hallelujah. So Heavenly Father, we come to You just as we are. For some of us, we have made the decision, Lord God, to accept Christ. And Lord, some of us, we are going through discouragement, Lord. But today, we are reminded of Your faithfulness, God. That when You say something, God, we know that, Lord, You will fulfill it, Lord. And thank You for the work of Your Holy Spirit upon the lives of Your people today. That, Lord, napaka-faithful mo. You are dependable and reliable. We can trust in You and trust that, Lord, Your word is true because You are faithful and true. And so, Father God, thank You for just comforting and encouragement and encouraging Your people today. Help us not to throw away our confidence in You, because great will be the reward of those who remain faithful to You till the end. So, Father God, thank You for just blessing Your people today, God. And we just say thank you, Lord, even for this opportunity that we can remember you, Lord Jesus, as we partake communion, to know that, Lord Jesus, you died for us because you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we call on the ushers to distribute the elements. Praise God. Sister, do you have some tissue? Sister Abby. Spirit of God. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness. Oh, thank you, God. You will prove to your people, God, ang salita mo totoo. None of your words shall fail, O God. Thank you for your abundant grace upon our lives, God. But Lord, praise God. Allow me to read these scriptures because this is the essence of what we're doing, the significance of what we're doing today. You and I are blessed to have this moment because of the love of God for us. As the scripture says, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." This is found in 1 Corinthians 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The beauty of the word of God is the Lord Jesus did not die in vain. His death has brought us life. The Word of God reminds us that today Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. He's even praying for you and me right now. And when he commanded us to do this, to partake communion, and it's not to be done just going through the motion of it, but really to reflect on God's grace, abundant mercy and grace that he has showered upon us. We do not deserve it, and yet because of his grace, he saved us from our sins. So Lord, today we thank you, God, for all of us gathered this afternoon. We thank you for your love and grace and mercy for all of us. We thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity, Lord God, to hear the message of the gospel. That, Lord, we are sinners who are in need of your mercy, of your forgiveness, God, which is our greatest need. And we thank you that, Lord, when we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, today, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of unrighteousness, whether it be not forgiving someone who has offended us, not being honest with the way we would deal with others in relationships, in business transactions, in whatever, Lord God. As we allow your Holy Spirit, impatience towards someone's weakness, God, could be within a relationship within a with a loved one, oh God, or someone in church, God. Your word reminds us to pursue love and peace with one another, to love one another. That is your new commandment that you've given us, that we may love. We should love one another as you have loved us. And so, Lord, even before we partake this bread and drink this cup, we come before you and we ask for your forgiveness. Let us not take this lightly. Let us all have a moment with God. And if the Spirit of God is just impressing something that we need to repent of, let's do that right now. Thank you, Lord. Have a moment with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, even as we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. This bread reminds us of your broken body, Lord. You suffered and died. You know what it means to experience physical pain. So if there's anyone among us who has physical issues, God, you can relate with all of our struggles. Your broken body, Lord God. Lord, nails were pierced in your hands, feet, crowns were put upon your head. Lord, it's not just about physical pain, but even emotional pain, God. If we have experienced rejection, God, we thank you that you're the God who has accepted us and loved us the way we are, God, because you are merciful, God, and gracious, Lord. And so, Father God, we thank you for your broken body. We thank you, Jesus, for what you have done at that cross. And that, Lord, you are always reminding us that there is power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There's power in what you have accomplished at that cross that, Lord, brings about our salvation, the gift of eternal life, and that, Lord, we can also have peace with one another in this life, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you as we partake this bread to remember what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, let's partake the bread. Hallelujah. And this cup, we remember what you did at that cross, that you shed your precious blood, that we have been redeemed, not bought by gold or silver, but with the precious blood of the Lamb. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God, and that through your most precious blood, we are redeemed from sin and the curse, Father God. And so, Lord, we thank you for the newness of life, and that also through the same blood of Jesus, the same power of the blood of Jesus that brings wholeness in our lives, even sa aming katawan, Panginoon. We thank you, Lord, even in our minds, oh God, for those going through depression, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that would just renew minds and hearts today. And above all, to know that, Lord, we are not alone in our spiritual journey, that you are with us, and that through the blood of Jesus, we have overcome Satan, who is the enemy of our soul. Thank you for the victory, Lord Jesus, that we have in you, O God, as we partake this cup, thanking you, Lord God, for the cross. In Jesus' name, as we partake the cup. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, I speak your blessing upon everyone today. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, even as we commit to you the remainder of this worship service, we honor you as our faithful and true God. We give you praise and, Lord, the guidance of your Spirit upon each one's life. And even as we partake, Lord, our meal together later on, thank you for this blessing, O God. Thank you for providing our needs. And we ask that, Lord, use us to be your channels of blessings to those who need the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Paul. And let's all rise up as we worship the Lord together. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just grab that later. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus forever.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God.